Go from the sublime. What do you think of Western people giving their children non-traditional names like rivers, capital R, leaves, or naming them after an ancient figure like Aristotle or Xenophon? Is this kind of non-conformity a virtue in objectivism? Now let's understand here. Non-conformity does not mean the virtue of independence. Otherwise, Occupy Wall Street, which was certainly non-conformist, would be an epitome of virtue. Similarly, conformity does not necessarily mean dependence or opposition to virtue. There's all kinds of things rational people, quote, conform to without in any way jeopardizing their moral status. If you go to a restaurant and you order a bowl of soup and you then eat it with a fork, licking it off the tines, it says certainly nonconformist. Is that independence? I mean, that is bizarre. Or you go to a cocktail party in some nice hotel wearing your pajamas or a bikini. That's nonconformist, but that is ridiculous. Those things that I mentioned are done for a certain reason. There's many alternatives, but there's no objectivity in not conforming in that context. So it all depends on what you're conforming to and what you're rebelling against. So you should get that clear. Now, as far as names are concerned, there's no philosophic answer. You can't say this name is moral versus amoral unless it's a name which implies approbation of corruption. For instance, if you named your child Adolf Hitler, or I would say Immanuel Kant, then I would say, that's out on philosophic grounds. But other than that, I don't see any philosophic grounds on which you can, condemn rivers or leaves or stream. There is a River Phoenix, an actor, and he's parlayed that into a career. The only thing I say about names, the main thing I say, think of the poor kid in school. If his name is Xenophon or Mudslide, or whatever, a name in school, well, I won't give you my criteria, but it should not give kids an opportunity to tease and torture your child if you can avoid it.